School Choice and Luxury Beliefs by Corey Cadell. The University of Missouri, or MU, recently hosted a lecture by Robert Henderson, who coined the term luxury beliefs. These are beliefs that signal status among the affluent while imposing little cost on them, but that burden the poor and marginalized. A common example is the idea of defunding the police. It's easy to endorse from a safe, well-resourced neighborhood where the consequences are less likely to be felt personally. Once you understand the concept of luxury beliefs, you see them everywhere. After Henderson's visit, I found myself thinking about school choice, and specifically the debate over charter schools in Columbia. Charter schools are public schools that operate independently of traditional school districts. They have more flexibility in how they educate students, but they're also held accountable for results. Unlike traditional public schools, they can be closed if they fail to perform or attract students. The data on charter school outcomes in Missouri are unambiguous. Charter schools consistently outperform traditional public schools. A recent state law change allows charter schools to open in Columbia, but there is vocal opposition locally. This is despite the fact that many district schools perform poorly. Moreover, the first approved charter is operated by one of the most successful charter management organizations in the entire state, Frontier Schools. In the Prime Center's 3-year growth report, Frontier has 2 schools in the top 5 statewide in terms of promoting academic growth. Columbia Public Schools has opposed Frontier's entry, luckily to no avail thus far. Several current and prospective school board members are also opposed, and community forums are full of what I suspect is an angry minority of citizens who don't want Frontier to open a school in Columbia. The opposition screams of luxury beliefs. I wonder how many of the opposing voices send their kids to Battle High School, where of all the students who take algebra, 1, just 7%, this is not a typo, 7%, score proficient or higher on the state's Algebra 1 end-of-course exam, or how many send their children to Darby Ridge Elementary School, where fewer than 5% of fifth graders, again, not a typo, score proficient or higher in mathematics. How many of those in opposition send their children to any of Columbia's low-performing schools? I bet very few, if any. For families with means, school choice already exists. They can buy homes in neighborhoods with higher-performing schools. Opposing charter schools costs them little. But for families without that option, the stakes are much higher. What are those families supposed to do? Why not allow a proven operator like Frontier to offer another path? If you were a family without means, wouldn't you want that option? If you're fortunate enough to send your children to a school you like in Columbia Public Schools, I'm happy for you, genuinely. But don't stomp on other people's opportunities with your luxury beliefs. For more free market policy research and analysis, visit showmeinstitute.org. This article was presented in audio format using AI-generated narration.